would like for you now to focus on your toes, feeling all the energy in your toes, feeling the energy that's held in the joints, feel the energy in the muscles, feel the connections to the muscles in the ball of your foot. And as you focus on that energy, just releasing it, letting it go, letting it flow out of the ends of your toes. Feel the energy releasing. Feel all the energy of your body pouring down and out through the toes. All your energy draining away out through your toes until you are empty, no energy at all, an empty vessel waiting to be filled. And filling that vessel is the light of the Middle Way, the razor's edge between the two great lines of force. The positive and the negative. And this line, this path between them, is where the two energies meet. In a very real sense, this path is a bridge leading from one side to the other. And all of it is encompassed within you. And the you that is listening is the you who is the edge of the coin. Where the two sides meet, the resultant line. Feeling this totality of energy merging and blending within you. And until you are filled, every cell and atom, with this blended energy. And then, when you are completely filled, you slowly begin to empty out through the toes, the energy draining away, moving slowly out the toes. Draining away. Rolling out the toes. You may see it as a flow like water. Or bubbling energy exiting. It could be static or electrified energy, but it all drains out the toes, leaving the body empty, waiting to be refilled, refreshed, renewed. It is the energy of balsamic, just feeling that readiness, that empty anticipation of the new energy, new thoughts, new ideas. But for now, we are waiting to receive the blended light that leads from the lower energies to the higher energies. That bridge that exists, that connects the personality with the soul, with the formless form, the energy of spirit, ultimately leading to being part of the One. Understanding there are the many who make up the One, leading ultimately to the One that is. Breathing that in, that understanding, that insight, that revelation. And now, your intuition that part of you who knows, and there'll be no persuading you from it. Move moving into that energetic space, that certainty, that direct knowing from yourself as soul, and linking the minds through your intuition so that you might know. And as you connect with this energy, as you own it, you realize you have had this knowing all your life. And would like for you now to take a moment to acknowledge this truth and to offer gratitude to both your greater and your lesser selves. We are all making this journey together, and so we tap into that will to harmonize, energy of cooperation, of blending and merging, of becoming both and not either or, yet recognizing the either or. And transmitting that they might find a way to blend and merge these energies, thereby becoming greater than either one alone, but the sum of the parts have made a greater whole. And the energy of blending is powerful. In such a way, the two are made one. I am the bridge between the higher and the lower. And imagining yourself building that bridge as you practice your meditation, as you use your creative imagination, which leads ultimately to manifestation at the right time, in the right place, in right relationship. But right now, this will that embraces all beauty, every kind, knowing beauty is truth, and bringing the love of art, of music, of literature, of the skill and ability to create truth in some way, expanding the minds of those who connect with your creativity in whatever way you express this energy. Not making yourself wrong. And not making yourself right. But acknowledging your ability to hear the middle path humbly in service and in cooperation with the higher realms, with the angels and arrangers, the guides, with the enlightened ones, with the masters, with the great ones, and so on and so forth, all the way up to God, Goddess, all that is, all inclusive, all part of the One, a unity of life. And here, in the middle, we weave the energies, we blend, we merge, we cooperate, we bridge. And finding that creative space, imagine yourself creating, using your imagination to create. Picturing it as clearly as you can. And letting the energy go now. Without clinging. But trusting that once that energy has gone out of your sight, that it will return in the form that is in your highest good. All that you will allow. Take a moment now, focus on the heart, and paying attention to the way that the heart has two functions, opposite, yet through cooperation and coordination, powers your entire body. the most powerful and vital organ to the life of the form. And understanding the esoteric mirror, the heart energy, the most vital to reaching that unity of the One. And as it is on the soft line, tapping into that magnetism that exists within the four, well, to harmonize, and using it to blend. Becoming new, different, more than the sum of its parts. This will to harmonize energy, emerging and blending, creates new energy, letting it circulate all around you. And as that energy continues to circulate, blending and merging, becoming something, someone entirely new. Walking that bridge from where you are to where you want to go, and as you step across that bridge, you automatically start becoming more loving, more tolerant, more inclusive, blending and merging completely enmeshed and highly cooperative. Your energy blend. Into the we that we are becoming, higher being, wiser, more loving, more cooperative, harmonized, and feeling that momentary unity. As you begin to exist at a higher, finer level of existence, the link between yourself and your soul and the formless form of spirit, all connected, all together, one mind. Coming back slowly into the room when you are ready. And with that, we bid you namaste.